Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Well, Christmas is definitely my favorite time of the entire year. I love seeing friends and families get together to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Well, yesterday we learned that Mary had to travel 111 kilometers while pregnant. And then, of course, the baby was born in a manger. This baby's name is Jesus. So today's lesson is called The Christmas Story. And here's my question for you. Who was watching over their sheep? Who was watching over their sheep? Open up your magazines and let's go find out. Come on.
The Christmas Story. Meanwhile, a group of shepherds were watching over their sheep when an angel appeared to them. The shepherds were terrified, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have great news for you and everyone in the world. Today in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born. You can see this miracle baby for yourselves. You'll recognize him because he will be lying on a bed of hay."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 Savior 这个名词。OR 这个字尾是指人，所以 Savior 是指拯救者。英式的拼法是 S-A-V-I-O-U-R。课文中的 Savior 的第一个字母是大写的，所以它是特别指耶稣这位救主。例如 Jessie decided to accept Jesus as her personal Savior last year. Jessie 去年决定要接受耶稣做她个人的救主。Savior 的第一个字母 S 如果没有大写就泛指拯救者或者是救星。例如 Gandhi is considered by many people the savior of India because he led his country to independence. Gandhi 被许多人视为印度的救星，因为他带领印度走向独立。接下来我们看的是 miracle 这个名词， M-I-R 这个字根有惊讶的看的意思，所以 miracle 是指奇迹或神迹。例如 It's a miracle that this girl survived such a serious injury. 这个女孩受伤这么严重可以活过来，真是一个奇迹。或者是 Walking on water is one of Jesus' miracles. 在水面上行走是耶稣的神迹之一。它的形容词是 miraculous, M-I-R-A-C-U-L-O-U-S. 例如 It's miraculous how you can make simple ingredients so tasty.你能够把简单的食材变得这么美味，真是太神奇了。
Okay, so let's see, where did we leave off yesterday in our story?
Well, we were talking about Joseph and Mary.
Okay.
They got to Bethlehem.
Okay.
And that's when Mary gave birth to their son. And just like the angel instructed, they called him Jesus.Okay, he's God's son. He's going to save his people. That's what Jesus means. And then, oh, where was he born, Rebecca? Here's my quiz for you. Where was he born? What did they place him in?
Okay, let me think. I know he was born in a stable with all the smelly animals, mm-hmm. and he was placed in a manger.
Exactly. Okay, so interesting. That's where we left off.
That's where we left off. Now, while all that was happening...something else was happening in another part. Okay, another part of the area. Mm-hmm. So we read, meanwhile, a group of shepherds were watching over their sheep when an angel appeared to them. And now let's take a look at this phrase to watch over. If you watch over something or someone, you protect them and make sure that they're okay, that no harm comes to them.
So, let's say I have to leave for a few minutes. Could I say, please watch over the kids while I'm away?
Technically, you could say, please watch over the kids. Typically, we usually say, oh, can you watch the kids, please?
Oh, yeah. So we might not use the word over. Just please watch the kids for a few minutes. But in the Christmas story, we say that the shepherds were watching over their sheep. They were taking care of their sheep.
And this is the answer to the question I asked earlier. Who was watching over their sheep? Gabe, do you know the answer?
The shepherds were watching over their sheep, which is why we've dressed up like shepherds today.
That's right. We wanted to be shepherds, just like the shepherds in our story.
Yeah, I'm wearing the same jacket as Joseph, but a different hat.
Mm-hmm. And that makes all the difference.
Yeah, now I look like a shepherd.
Okay, so we have this angel, and he appeared to the shepherds. I wonder if it was the same angel that appeared to Mary and Joseph. I don't know.
We're not sure, but how would you react if an angel or a lot of angels just suddenly appeared to you in the middle of the night?
I probably would be like the shepherds and be terrified. Oh my goodness, what's that bright light in the sky?
Exactly. What is that bright light? They were terrified, okay? The shepherds were terrified, but the angels said, don't be afraid. You know, if you read through different Bible stories, it seems like angels are often telling people, don't be afraid.
And he says, I have great news for you and everyone in the world. Today, in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born. You can see this miracle baby for yourselves.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, before we continue, let's take a look at that phrase to do something for yourself. What's that all about?
Well, this just means that you go and experience something for yourself, or you do it yourself. You don't just wait for someone to explain or tell you about something. You experience it.
Yeah, for example, I had a delicious steak at that new restaurant. I could tell you all about the steak, but I think that you should taste it for yourself. Or, this is a really great car. It drives really well and smoothly. Here, you should drive it for yourself.
I think that there are some things that are okay if you just sit and let someone explain to you. Mm-hmm. But there are other things you really need to experience for yourself. And I know that if I were one of the shepherds, I hope I would be courageous enough to go and see this miracle baby for myself.
Yeah, courageous enough or curious enough. I would be so excited to see this miracle. Okay, let's continue here. You'll recognize him because he will be lying on a bed of hay. I think I gave away the answer a little too quickly, Rebecca.
Oh, you definitely did. Mm-hmm. So what is this bed of hay that we're talking about?
Well, Rebecca, I think you mentioned the word earlier, right?
Of course, yes. The word is manger. Now, what is a manger?
Right, that's where animals feed. It's like a little container where they put food for animals. Not dogs and cats, but bigger animals, farm animals maybe, like horses and cows. They might eat their food from a manger.
So let's get this straight. Jesus, he is the Son of God.
Uh-huh.
He is the King of the universe. He was born in a stable with smelly animals.
Yes, and then he wasn't placed in a crib.
No.
He was placed
in a place where animals eat.
Interesting. It's interesting how God chooses to do these things. Well, he certainly doesn't give in to, the norms that people would think about. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about the Christmas story, but right now, let's take a look at the word eyewitness in
the Info Cloud.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Ken, do you enjoy watching crime shows on TV?
Yes, especially if it's a good mystery. It's fun trying to solve the case with the detectives in a show.
Well, if you've watched those kinds of shows or read mystery novels, you know that eyewitnesses are an important part of any case. But what is an eyewitness, Ken?
Good question. This is an interesting word. Here, the word I is spelled E-Y-E, like the eyes you see with, not the letter I.
Right. And a witness is a person who sees something. For example, when a legal contract is signed, a witness is often present to sign it as well, as proof that the document is authentic.
Wait, if a witness means someone who sees something, why do we need the word I in front of witness then?
Well, generally, we use the word witness to mean someone who sees something, but in a court of law, it's different. A witness in court can also be a doctor or psychologist giving their professional opinion about one of the people in the case.
All right. So legally, an eyewitness refers specifically to a person who saw a crime or an event related to an alleged crime.
Exactly. And even outside of the courtroom, people use the term eyewitness to mean someone who has personally seen an event.
Witness 跟 eyewitness 这两个字有什么差别？如果你查字典，这两个字都表示证人，但一般来讲 ，witness 比较广义，它可以指证人，像法庭中的证人或签署一份合约的证人、联署人。witness 也可以当动词用，表示见证、目击。eyewitness 字首是 eye 眼睛。指的是目击者，一场车祸如果有 eyewitness 就可以帮助厘清这个事发的原因。那这个字呢一般也只当名词用。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次您关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. This is definitely my favorite time of the year. I love Christmas for many reasons, but I really enjoy talking about the Christmas story. It's just such a great reminder that Jesus came to earth, was born, and then we had some shepherds that were watching over their sheep when an angel came and told the shepherds,that they needed to go find this baby. Well, friends, we have more to learn about this story, so let's continue with our lesson.
The Christmas Story. The shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and soon found the remarkable child, just as the angel had said. After they left,They spread the word about what they had seen and heard. Everyone who heard their story was astonished. The shepherds returned home, praising God for everything they had witnessed. The true gift of Christmas, Jesus, was given to the world by the Creator of the world. He brings love, joy, and hope into the lives of all who take time to get to know and accept Him.
好，来继续我们看 witness 这个动词 ,W-I-T 这个字根有观察的意思，所以 witness 是指见证或经历。例如 ,these veterans have witnessed the cruelty and destructive power of war. 这些退伍军人经历过战争的冷酷以及摧毁的力量。witness 也指目睹或看见。例如 ,there were several customers who witnessed the armed robbery. 有几位客人都目睹了这个持枪抢劫的事件。Witness 也可以当名词，意思就是指证人。例如 ,the witness will testify in court tomorrow morning. 证人明天会出庭作证。所以我们看 creator 这个名词，这个字的第一个字母 C 大写表示它是一个专有名词，意思是指上帝这位创造主。前面通常都会加定冠词 the 或者是所有格。例如 ,Christians believe God is the creator of the universe. 基督徒相信上帝是这个宇宙的创造主。如果 C 没有大写的话 ,creator 就是指创作者或者是创造者。例如 ,Steven Spielberg is the creator of the Indiana Jones series. 史蒂芬·史蒂伯是印第安纳·琼斯这个电影系列的创作者。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
So, the shepherds did the right thing. What did they do? The shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and soon found the remarkable child, just as the angel had said. Now, why did I say that the shepherds did the right thing? I don't know about you, Gabe, but if I were one of those shepherds, it's very possible I might have been really, really, really frightened, maybe even a little hesitant to rush over to Bethlehem to see this miracle baby.
But I mean, angels appeared to you. That's a miracle, too, and they told you to do something.
Right. So, I mean, I've never had, you know, an angel appear to me in person, so...
Well, I'm an angel.
You are not an angel.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, I'm very thankful that the shepherds went to see this baby, and I think they were very excited about it.
Mm-hmm. And what happened after they left? We read, after they left, they spread the word about what they had seen and heard. Now, that's an interesting phrase, to spread a word. So are they just sharing one word, maybe in Hebrew or Aramaic? Maybe
no,
English?
No. They're not just spreading one word. The word here isn't just one word. It's like a message that they wanted to share.
Mm-hmm.
So if you spread the word, you're communicating a message to a lot of people.
And so for Christians, we like to spread the word about Jesus during Christmas time
mm-hmm.
and Easter. Spread the word. He's coming back soon, or he will be coming back. So spread the word. Or you could use this just to talk about a message that you really want to communicate to a lot of people. Help spread the word. There's a new restaurant in town, and it's great.
Ah, yes. New restaurants. I always like hearing about new restaurants, especially if they're good. Well, the shepherds spread the word about what they had seen and heard. Everyone who heard their story was astonished. Now, if you're astonished, that just means that you're very surprised about something.
That's right. We kind of use this word like we use the word surprised or amazed, right? I'm astonished at how quickly you finished the test. I thought the test was really hard, but you finished it in less than half an hour.
Wow. Oh, wow, that's really fast.
Isn't that astonishing?
Extremely astonishing. And of course, we're using the word astonished, but you can also use the word astonishing. And they both mean very surprised.
Right. So something is astonishing. Well, if an angel appears to you, that is astonishing. And if God has chosen to send his son into the world to save the world, that's amazing news as well. We continue here. The shepherds returned home praising God for everything they had witnessed. And like we learned about in the info cloud, these shepherds were eyewitnesses.
And we read, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus, was given to the world by the Creator of the world. He brings love, joy, and hope into the lives of all who take time to get to know and accept Him. Now let's take a look at that phrase, to get to know someone or something. This just means that you spend time with someone or something, and then you gradually get to know them more and more.
So you can get to know your friends. Maybe you just met some friends recently. You want to get to know them more. Take them out to coffee or to eat somewhere. Get to know that person. Rebecca said you could get to know somebody or something. So I guess that means you've gotten to know your cat Mittens pretty well.
Oh, I've gotten to know Mittens very well. As a kitten, she was very snuggly.
As an adult cat.
As more of an adult cat now, she's very independent.
Right. Well, it sounds like you know her pretty well now. So friends, the idea here in this story is that Jesus is a gift from God. Well, what do you do with a gift? Do you just put it on a shelf? No. You should open it up. You should enjoy all that it has for you. We should all get to know Jesus, the Son of God.
And one thing that we've really gotten to know quite well this past year is the review skit.
Right. What a great way to end.
J.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Hey, why is everybody so joyful?
Well, it's Christmas.
Yay, Christmas! What is Christmas?
Oh, well, it's when we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Oh, well, when was Jesus born?
He was born over 2,000 years ago.
What? And we're still celebrating?
Yes, it was so amazing. An angel told Mary she would have a very special baby.
All babies are very special.
Yes, but Mary's baby would be God's son.
Oh, that is extra, extra special.
The angel told Joseph about the baby.
Well, who's Joseph?
Mary's fiancé.
Oh.
And sometime later, Mary and Joseph had to go to their hometown for a census.
Oh, so where did they have to go?
They went to Bethlehem. It was a long and difficult trip.
Yeah, especially with a baby on board.
That's right. Mary was going to have a baby very soon. And finally, they arrived in Bethlehem.
Yay! And stayed in a nice hotel.
No. In fact, they couldn't even find a room. The inn was full.
So what did they do?
Well, they stayed in a small barn.
What? Where animals sleep?
That's right. And that night, something amazing happened.
Ooh!
That's right. The baby Jesus was born.
Wow. And then?
And then the angels appeared to the shepherds who were watching their sheep.
Angels? Oh, that's scary. What did they say?
Don't be afraid. Today in Bethlehem, a Savior is born.
Was the baby Jesus the Savior?
That's right. And the shepherds left their sheep and went to worship baby Jesus.
Ah, that's just so sweet.
Mm-hmm. And then they returned home, praising God for everything they had witnessed.
Oh, and we still praise God today. He sent His only Son into the world.
Because He loved us so much.
That's right. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Yay.
Yeah.
So, Rebecca, what do you think is so amazing about the Christmas story?
Well, I love the fact that God sent His one and only Son to earth. And this baby Jesus was born in a stable with smelly animals and was laid in a manger. The King of the world! Amazing.
Exactly. It shows us that He came for everybody, not just the rich or noble people of the world. Well, friends, that is all we have time for today, but make sure you join us next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.